this from 212 to 170 degrees, and you want to bring it up back to 212, then it's okay. Then it's okay. If that's what the Beis Yosef holds, if that's in fact what he holds, if that's what he holds, we can bring a proof to the Rabbi Eliyahu. What does Rabbi Eliyahu say? You have two, you have water and toxins. And now you're mixing it with each other on Shabbos. It's a big problem. What's the big problem? Maybe it's dipped beneath Yatza lettuce bowl, and then it's a disaster. Oh, if it's above Yatza lettuce bowl, it's not a problem. The Yatza lettuce bowl is a cutoff supported in suggestion of the Shvisa of Shabbos. In what kind of a case? A case in which originally the water was 212, then it went down to what? 170, went back up again. That's okay. But if it had never gone above, let's say, 160, 170 originally, never. And now for the very first part on Shabbos, you're going to come up to 212, perhaps in that kind of a case, the Shvisa of Shabbos suggests, in fact, 170 originally, never. And now for the very first part on Shabbos, you're going to come up to 212, perhaps in that kind of a case, the Shvisa of Shabbos suggests, in fact, you would really be tired, even according to the Beis Yosef. Perhaps. Wow. That's a problem. Let's analyze what Joe is asking. You ask like this. The Manasha. What's your opinion concerning Yesh Bishul HaVishul B'Dolam? Make up your mind. Either you hold it, Yesh Bishul HaVishul B'Dolam, or you don't. If you don't, then it shouldn't be a problem. I don't care how cold the water got. It shouldn't be a problem. Hey, Bishlach HaVishal B'Dabalah. If you maintain, Yesh Bishlach HaVishal B'Dabalah. Why? Why? Because when it cools off, it's no longer usable. As we will call hot for the RT, once the water cooled off to the point that it's not hot enough to make the coffee or tea, to use the drink of coffee or tea, so it's considered as if it lost its original status, then how does it help me the fact that the water is still above the outside lettuce bowl? So what? It's 160 degrees. But that's not hot enough. So in order to make tea, it's not a drink, how do we start? How do we start? On the wrong Shabbat and Mayan, Mark Pidin, Julo Lisho, Ashikia Mala Resicha. Has to be very, very hot. But what? Something beneath the point of government is really hot, the Mala Resicha, close to it, and it goes down the Yatza lettuce bowl, then you should say, Yesh Bishul HaVishul, yes, no.
You say that once you boil it, in this cold circle, there's no one not marking to maintain your path. Therefore, even after cool, it's like cold circle. So if you reheat it, you haven't done anything. That's how you find it.
Interesting. That's a matter of fact. What you're suggesting is that as a matter of fact, you're makbid ma'od when you're mevashal the mayim to begin with. But after that happens, then you're happy to cool off a bit. It shouldn't be so, so hot. Interesting. See, what Noam is saying is that when it hit 212 originally, that was considered mevashal called sarka, 212. And therefore, you're probably even going to the Rambam when you're going to reheat it, it's ain't bishul after bishul, right? Because it's already achieved its full measure. You said double lach is different than the yavish. It is different than the yavish. When is it different from the yavish? When it gets to be so cold that we can apply the principle of ozel bishul, that now it's no longer in the category when you can drink it. The Noam is making a suggestion that as long as it's above Yatza Lesbo, which is the cutoff point of the Beis Yosef and Rabbi Eliyahu, as long as the body has to let us know that as a matter of fact, it's hot enough that a person would want to drink it at that temperature. If your facts are correct, the shot is beautiful. Are your facts correct? I don't know. There are a number of reasons I don't know. Number one, I don't know how hot you have to let us know. This is something I'm going to present, I guess, tomorrow. Number two, I happen not to be a fan of hot coffee or tea. It's hard for me to know how people like it. I do like it, too. know that in my family, there was a family joke that one of the members of the family likes chicken soup steaming hot. So hot that the other people couldn't even go near it. So obviously the different likes and dislikes with respect to how hot the soup or the coffee or tea should be when you were actually consuming it. Yes?
You know why it's Turkey in? Because the Rashi didn't see the Rosh. Now the water was cooked before Shabbos. They look what you're talking about. Some kind of soup eating stuff. Gravy with gravy. It was all cooked before Shabbos. So what's the problem? Hey, Bishal Acha Bishal. On the water and on the soup. Chalk, whatever you want to call it. It's always that Bishal Acha Bishal. What's the problem over here? Doesn't see what the problem is. What's the problem? We are the problem. I mean, the owner of the opinion. This is one of the, remember the 3-on-3? This is a 3-on-3. All the names again. I've already got the names. Who said that a Bishal Acha Bishal Balah? The Rama, he never said a fool about him. The Rajva, and the Rada, this Rada. And who said the other way around? Rajmi, the Rosh, and Rabbeinu Yonah. So this is the old Nachlokas all over again. Or the Eish Bishal Acha Bishal Balah. Listen very carefully. What is the cutoff point Rabbeinu Yonah uses in measuring whether something is considered mevushal or not mevushal or unmevushal? What's the cutoff? He tells it explicitly. What is the cutoff point? What? Yatzo, let us go. So Yatzo, let us go is the cutoff point. One might argue that this is going to save the day in the case of a person who cooked up water to Yatzo, let us go before Shabbos. Maybe once it gets the threshold of Yatza Letusbo, it should be permissible to cook it to the point of boiling, even though I have never reached that stage before. Maybe. But of course, the logic of Matha Ben Yisoy is still pretty compelling. And Rabbeinu Yonah, we'll see soon, may not really be through the point sufficiently. I'd like to show you now in the famous Shrisa Sashakis, not everybody has access, I hope, to the copy. He discusses this a little bit. Okay? The cause of Rabbi Yosef, holds you down. Umash Malik, Kol Shayan, so let it go, Mikri Rosam. Okay, so far so good. The cause of Rabbi Yosef, Ola Shabbos, one of the famous Mephoshim, Kaloma, when people cook when they want coffee or tea, they put the water on the kettle on the fryer. They wait till it whistles, no? So that's the bubble whistle, which is considered to be the category of completely cooked. What's the bubble of the tea? Being gay, if oil that's a lettuce bowl, then you don't think it or age, I sure here. My time alone is kayak. Kayev and Azora, who is brother, you said so beautifully, the Zirei Aramba, the Shulmanor, the Gam, and his Vashal, the title here, the Machal, the Amen, the Machal, Ben Gusoy, Kayev and Mishulo, and she is Vashal called Zorko. Wow, is that what you said? The Frat is one to the Rabba, here's the Rash calling it out. We're going to break out the letter, so with what? With what? Okay. But according to the Rambam, it's great shot. So look here what the Shvitas Hashanah suggests. Something remarkable. So Hoya Eshel Lidkot Paloma. The Kabbalah Sabbath Yosef did a special bar the hell or is Yisro. With its Stalin Ma'at. Oh, it had reached 212. Now it's cooled off a bit. Umi koma koma yata lezbo. Achter tiko fatu. That makes Yosef, I even in Fishel on the Fishel. But they mashed the Lashon of Mother Abraham. In other words, like then the following very interesting suggestion. If I have water,